This is Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Good morning. Today is the World Blood Donor Day, and the theme is give blood, give plasma, share life, and share often. So stay tuned. Thank you, Dr. Oshikumaya, for coming on the program once more. It's always a pleasure to have you here, talking about something and something new. Today, we're going to be talking about giving blood, and our theme, actually, our topic today is share life, which comes from that theme for today. And we know that the World Blood Donor Day was started to celebrate people who are donors, who have given and shared life, really. And I'm really happy that we have Jumi Akintola here with us today. And she's going to be our representative. And she has shared life in so many ways. We want to celebrate her and use her really as a point of contact to celebrate all the other donors that have donated blood over and plasma and other essential life-giving fluids over the years. So, Jumi, tell me, how did you start being a blood donor, donating blood and other blood products?
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. Thank God someone saved my life too. I've used someone's blood before. So since that time, when I was giving birth to my baby in the theater, I used blood. I did fibroid operations, I used blood. Since that time, I've made up my mind that I will be a donor one day. And thank God I did it. There's this special machine that was brought up by our commissioner. They are operating that machine at IDH, Yaba. The machine is producing plasma and platelets. I was told the red cells will be washed back to my system, in which they need plasma and platelets. It was fantastic and very, very interesting. I saw the machine, it was working. The process was going on smoothly. I saw my blood coming out. Later, there is two bags there. I was told one is platelet, the other one is plasma. It was going inside the bag differently. There is this another bag of water that I saw. I was told is, what is it called? Anticoagulants. Is that anticoagulant that was washing my blood, putting plasma in one place and platelet in one place? The red cells is now coming back to my system. Everything went on smoothly, no casualty, nothing. They gave me water after I finished.
Fantastic.
In fact, my sister, I so much love it. And I was happy since that day that I've saved at least 2 or 3 lives. From that day on, I've been doing it.
And how often do you do it?
Every 3 months. I do ordinary blood that's red cells sometimes. It was very fantastic. And I love it. I love doing it. It should be a voluntary donor. They should come in and do it.
Thank you very much. I want to celebrate you. I want to celebrate all those who are like you, who are saving and who are sharing their life with others and saving
thank
lives.
You,
thank you so much. We thank God for you and we pray that
You're
God
welcome.
Continues to bless you as you are a blessing to others. Thank you so much
Amen.
For coming on
thank
the show.
Thank you, ma. You're welcome, ma. Thanks so much.
So, Dr. Oshikumaya, having heard our hero, really, because we really appreciate her, and the fact is that having her be a as a donor, it's such an important thing for us. But a lot of people don't appreciate the importance of blood donation. Could you explain why blood donation is important? And, how does it save lives?
So the questions are quite similar. The answers to those questions are quite similar. The first thing everybody needs to know is that we cannot manufacture blood anywhere. And you cannot buy it off the counter like can get drugs, even though it's an essential medication. Blood is only produced within the body. And so because it is produced within the body, we need to donate it. And because you cannot get it elsewhere, we depend on the donors to save the lives of those that require blood. So without it, we can't get it. We can't get it from the soil. We cannot get it from an equipment or a machine. It has to be from a human body. So everybody needs to donate blood to save lives.
And what is the criteria? So if a person listening now has been inspired by what Jimmy said and the fact that Jimmy has encouraged everyone to donate blood and wants to donate it, and they think, you know, can I do it? I don't know. Am I fit? Am I able? What are the kind of criteria that's required, really?
Yeah, the first thing is that we always watch out for is the age of the individual. You have to be between 18 and 65 years of age. But there's a cost to that. If you've never donated blood before and you are above 60, you will not be allowed to donate again, even if you are within that age range. The second thing we need to know is how you are feeling. You must feel generally well. And you have no issues, no fever, no coughs, no past illnesses. And then the third thing we want to know about your weight. You must be at least 50 kilograms of weight. And the last thing is we'll give a set of questions. Really, the questions are quite a lot. We want to know the activities you've been doing before. We want to know if you're on any specific antibiotics. We want to know if something of note has happened. We want to know your last donation, if you are a donor. And after all these questions, we will check you for your clinical status, your blood pressure, your pulse rates, and then finally we will check your blood level. It takes a few minutes to know how much blood you have, because you need just enough blood to run your system, and the extras is what you give out to people that require blood.
Now, Dr. Ashikumaya, Jimmy was talking about something new, something different, that she's now able to give blood and it gets, you know, so can you explain to us, what is that difference? She's giving now two lots of blood and yet the blood is being returned to her. What are those kinds of blood and how does that work? Because she was very excited about it.
Yes, so there are two ways of donating blood now. You can donate the blood that comes directly from your body, that's the old blood. You donate it using a needle that is connected to a bag. And then you can donate just the particular blood components that you need, like plasma in form of the fresh frozen plasma, or like platelet concentrates. So the machine
Before you go into the thing, can you just explain what the difference is and what is it used for? Why should somebody be donating one and not the other?
Okay, so the blood components are quite important because most of the blood components help to stop bleeding. And once you have blood is collected from an individual, those blood components are destroyed after a while. For example, platelets are destroyed within the blood within a few hours. If you put it inside the refrigerator, platelets must remain at room temperature. Once you put it in the blood bank, which looks like a refrigerator, it destroys those platelets. Also, frozen plasma or the plasma components, they have coagulation factors. These coagulation factors, if they are not frozen within a period of time, also becomes destroyed. So the blood that is collected in that bag becomes devoid of this platelet concentrates and the coagulation factors, which are within the plasma, after a period of time in some particular temperatures. And that is why those specific components like platelets and plasma needs to be removed immediately all blood is collected or donated separately. Because once a woman or once anybody is bleeding, you need to give those specific components to stop the blood. Sometimes you would have transfused adequate number units of blood and the person has enough blood in the system, but that individual is still bleeding because we do not have adequate platelets, which helps to stop blood bleeding, or those coagulation factors, which helps all those vessels that have been damaged to help to coagulate and stop, plug up the blood. So if those things are not there, you really, despite the transfusion of red cells or the blood, everybody seems to say, despite that transfusion, you still will not be able to save that person's life.
So these components are really critical. Yes. And she says now she donates every 3 months. Does that mean you can actually donate more frequently this type of component, or yes, is it the same?
So you can actually donate more. If you are donating components, you can donate 24 times a year.
Maximum. 24?
Yes, if you are donating components using the FMS system, because it doesn't collect your red cells. The lifespan of red cells is about 100 to 120 days. That is about 3 months. That's why we have to say you must donate blood every 3 to 4 months. But if you are donating platelets or plasma, within 2 weeks, your body produces all those things back. So if you are donating components like plasma or platelet concentrates, which are actually platelets within plasma, you can donate at most 24 times every year.
Wow. So there's an opportunity now to save more lives by this other method that is more scientific and is amazing. Wow, that's really great. I think a lot of people would be glad to hear that. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Hello, Shishi Kumar. During the break, we have had a lot of issues or questions asked about this special donation. What's the machine that is used for donating plasma and other blood components?
It's called an apheresis system, and there are different things.
Where can people go to? Because a lot of people were picked up interest and said, you know what, if this is lighter on the body, this is easier to do, it's not so stressful, maybe I could even try doing it, that kind of thing. Where can they find this apheresis machine? Is it just in your center? Where can people go to if they want to donate?
So we have 4 donation apheresis centers. You can come to the Mainland Hospital, which is being run by the Lagos Blood Transfusion Service. And you can go to Evercare, Healing Stripes Hospital, as well as Next Hematology for you to donate privately there. It's free. You're not going to pay for it. You're welcome. You're a voluntary blood donor.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we also have someone on the program as well, Promise, from TraumaCare International. Promise, can you tell us, what is TraumaCare International and why is it that you are focused on driving blood donations?
Thank you very much for having me on your show. TraumaCare International Foundation is an NGO, registered NGO, that is involved in voluntary blood donation, even though we have other programs. But we are majorly involved in voluntary blood donation in Lagos, Nigeria, and also in sub-Saharan Africa and beyond. And because we've looked at the gap in the blood donation, and the need that is very obvious in our healthcare system for transfusion of blood, and we realized that we have to fill in the gap. And we do this by not just recruiting, we first and foremost educate people. We look for clusters of groups, corporate organizations, civil groups, religious groups, where people, we know we can get people en masse. We educate them, and then we tell them that they not only stand to benefit by saving a life when they give their blood, that they also stand to benefit, you know, health-wise. And one thing we've come to realize over the years doing this, we've come to realize that a lot of people are not educated, they're not informed. Some of them would like to give blood, but they don't have people coming to them and talking to them about blood donation and the benefits, the health benefits of voluntary blood donation. And as we speak, a lot of people need to know more about voluntary blood donation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And what I find very interesting about what you just said is the fact that you're saying you will go to the people, because that's something a lot of people have to come to you. So you're saying corporate organizations, any kind of organization, what's the minimum number of people that you will go to?
Well, you know, on every week, on a weekly basis, we have a target of organizations. Sometimes what we do is we map out organizations within a particular region or a particular locality. We work to them. Sometimes we have to write letters and ask them to invite, you know, requesting for them to invite us to.
The reason why I'm asking you this question, how, is that there are people listening to this program. Yeah. This program is a very popular program. And if you have people, for example, thinking, is it 20 people? I have an organization of 20 people. Then I can call you. What is the minimum number? So I can allow them to know, and then you'll give your phone number for them to be able to contact you if they're interested. This is World Blood Donation Day. So we want people to
know.
Any
organization, once you have a staff strength of 20, 25 and above, you can invite us.
Please give your number. Give your number so that people can call.
All right, you can call us on 080-867-8346. 080-867-8346. Okay, you can call us or you can visit our website. You can send us an email. Our website is www.traumacareinternational.org. www.traumacareinternational.org. Or you can send us a mail.
They will reach out. No, they will reach out to you on one of those. If you give them too many things, it gets confusing. So they can either call you or visit your website. Talk to them and give that opportunity. Dr. Shikamaya.
Yes, please. I'm with you.
Yeah. So, the blood collected by Trauma Care International, does it come into the pool at Lagos State? Do they take my blood and sell it?
So Trauma Care International works in collaboration with the Lagos State Blood Transfusion Service. Once they go out to these organizations or both formal and informal to talk to them about blood donation, they call us to collect the blood. The blood is collected by the agency, processed, and it is shared out or given out to facilities that need it. Sometimes we give it to Mercy Street Children Hospital, we give it to the accident and emergency, and every other person that needs it. So it doesn't stay with us. We try to distribute the blood so that those that need it can have easy access.
Fantastic. Thank you, International. Thank you, all the blood donors. Thank you, everyone who cares enough to spread the message, to give their blood, I think, and to give the blood components. I think, everyone, full job. Share a life is what they said. Share a life and share often. That's the message for this year. So, Dr. Shikamaya, what are the plans? What are the plans for today? Today is World Blood Donation Day.
I had a conversation. A lot of things are happening at the IDME Bureau Hall. Right now, we're having the World Blood Donors Day Symposium and Scientific Conference where you can donate blood. We're going to talk about blood. We're going to talk about plasma. We're going to talk about the science of it. I'm going to show you pictures of how to donate either O blood or those blood components. So please come in. Things are happening already. You can still join us in the walk and join us in the main program. So just come in. We are waiting for you at the IDME Bureau All Auditorium in outside Ikeja, where you can give blood and share blood and you can save lives.
Now, what about other places? People can't get to Ikeja. They're saying, I can't get to Ikeja. Yes. What can they do today?
Yes, so you can go to any of the government's health facilities around. Each of the 28 government health facilities have got a voluntary blood donation center there. Specifically, some are actually celebrating the World Blood Donors Day the same way we are doing at the University Chain Hospital. Trauma Care is working in collaboration with them. We have Bagada, we have General Hospital, Bagada General Hospital is solo at Alimor Shore. Most of the general hospitals are celebrating World Blood Donors Day in their facilities. Some private hospitals, and you can walk in to give blood, all in the name of saving lives. Once you do it, please take a picture of yourself and tag WDD 2023.
Please, just that was ISBDDD.
Okay, so. Just hashtag LSBWBDD2023.
So tag
Blood Transfusion Service, World Blood Donors Day 2023. LSBTWBDD. So also tag ISBT. ISBT means International Society of Blood Transfusion. ISBT WBDD 2023. We did awesomely well last year and they want to see what we are doing this year. Take your pictures.
Fantastic.
Just tell everybody that you're
seeing. As they say, Niger no dey carry last. So please, all of you who are donating, please remember to take that selfie and upload it so that everyone can know that we in Nigeria are moving and supporting the World Blood Donor Day. We are sharing life. And we are sharing it and we are saving lives at the same time. So I know that, I mean, this program has come to an end pretty quickly. But do you have any last words?
Share life. Share often. Share life. Please keep giving blood. Please, we want you to keep saving lives. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And promise, any last words for those corporates that are, you know, that have their finger on the button, are waiting to call you? Can you share, give them your number once more so that they can call you in and, you know, you can help educate them on how best to go about this?
All right. Anyone that would like to reach Trauma Care International Foundation can reach us on 080-8678-3416. Yes. 080-8678-3416. Blood donation saves lives, and blood donation is a way to live a healthy lifestyle.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for coming on the program. We really appreciate all our heroes and heroines who have been donating over the years to let them know that they are appreciated, not just by the people whose lives they save, but also by all the rest of us who know how special they are as blood donors.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much, our wonderful donors. Thank you very much, Dr. Pamela and Doctors on Air. Thank you so much for having us once again.
Thank you so much, everyone, for being on the program.
Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.